elderly. As the world prepares to mark the International Day of the Elderly, slated for October 1st every year, a cross-section of members of the public have called on the government to simplify the process of the registration for those eligible to benefit from the cash transfer program aimed at cushioning the elderly in the country. This year's theme, Aging with Dignity, the importance of strengthening care and support systems for older persons worldwide, encourages the governments, policymakers and social services across the world for a concerted and sustained action to address the physical, social, psychological and health needs of older persons. Dr. Stanley Kamau-Maina, the founder of Ahadi Kenya and Mateti Marimi, Speaker County Assembly of Kirinyaga, distributed foodstuffs and beddings to the elderly and widowed community members in Kariti Ward, India, Kirinyaga County, in anticipation of the United Nations International Day of Older Persons in honor and supporting the older generation. Dr. Kamua, who is also a Board of Trustee for Democracy Trust Fund, DTF, said they have received complaints from the elderly, that they are required to produce documents which they may not have, and at the same time the government is the one to provide such documents like identity card and birth certificate. He added that some are aged over 70 years and asking them about birth certificates may not make sense. Dr. Stanley Kamau-Maina with one of the beneficiaries. I want to say that we have had a lot of complaints from these elderly people that most of them, when they want to register for the cash transfer, have been asked for identity cards. I want to say that some of these people, even by look, you can actually tell that they are more than 70 years old. I want the government to repeal the policy on how to give these cash transfers, especially to the elderly people, and see whether they can actually use the chiefs, assistant chiefs, and the administration to confirm that some are actually aged. Mateti Marimi, Speaker County Assembly of Kirinyaga, said the partnership with Ahadi Kenya is to recognize the elderly as well as listen to their counsel on the matters of the country at large. The speaker called for facilitation of the elderly to receive their national identity cards and birth certificates to ease their registration and uptake of government funds meant to boost their livelihoods. The government should make this process easy for them by using the chiefs and Nyumba Kumi, since they are the people who know them much better since they are in the society and they are able to identify them with their names, Mateti noted. The commemoration also underscores the importance of promoting healthy living conditions for elderly that respect the dignity, beliefs, needs, and privacy of older persons, and for the right to make decisions about their care and quality of their lives.